Okay, we are starting on the top of Tasamun Aleph, a new Mishnah, which is continuing the explanation of this idea of yados, right? Phrases that are used that don't explicitly state a neder, but can be understood as a neder, or shvuah. We'll see as we move along. So the Mishnah says the following, and the Ran mentions as much. If you look at the top left, the Ran writes, "Hach masnisa nami perusha de yadosi." Right, so it's still continuing to explain yados. So it says the Mishnah as follows: "Kenidre rishaim." Let's say a person says, right, that they are they want to take a neder like the nedarim of rishaim. I don't recommend it, but you say such a thing, right? So and look at the Ran, umefarshinam b'gemara. Tahachika Amar, Deem Amar Kenidre Rishayim Hareini. As the person says, I'm going to be like, or I'll do like the Nidarim of Rishayim, Vihaya Nazir over Lefanov. And there's a Nazir walking by him when he says such a thing. So then, Harehu Nazir. He becomes a Nazir, right? So that's what the Mishnah says, Kenidre Rishayim Neder B'Nazir. Right? So that that makes the person a Nazir in that moment. Okay? And then the mission continues, Uba Korban, Uba Shua. Okay, so what do you mean Korban and Shua? So continue in the Ran. Vechein im amar kenidre rishayim alai, chayef Korban. Right, same thing the person says. If the nidarim of rishayim, I say kenidre rishayim alai, and they can be chayef a Korban. And he says, Umistav renami didafa kishahaisa behima munacha safanav. Again, this only when there's an animal standing in front of him. Right? V'chein namim amar kenidre v'shayim heimenu shelo ochel. Right? V'haya kikar mulech lefanav. Right? So same thing. He says, like the nidre v'shayim, and there is that I'm not going to eat, and there is a loaf of bread in front of him. Harehu b'shua shelo yochlenu. Right? Because neder is always on the person, the shua is always on the object. So in all these scenarios, he says this language, so the nether is chal, right? So he becomes a nazir. He now has to bring a korban, or he's forbidden from eating a certain item. Continue the Ran. Umechayev b'cholhani ki amar kenidre rishayim sharei harishayim darkan lidor b'chol elim. Why is it called nidre rishayim? That's what rishayim do, right? It means it's the wrong thing to do, right? We're going to talk over and over again about how nedarim are not really a positive thing. It's not something that the Torah wants us to do. The Ribono Shel Olam is not interested in the Nidarim, not happy with it. And therefore, for that reason, it's called Nidre Rishayim, because it's the type of thing that people do that they're not supposed to do. And he continues, in Pinesha Ein Raila Soskein, and because it's something you're not supposed to do, Kari Lahu Nidre Rishayim. It's called Nidre Rishayim. Sharei Rishayim Heim Lo Osa Davar Kein Nir Be'inai. Right, so he points out, it's not because, it doesn't mean like, I'm going to do the thing like those terrible, horrible, worst people in the world do. That's not the point. Right, but it's that the person is a rasha legabe nedarim if they're taking nedarim. Shouldn't be taking nedarim. So if you do so, you're like a rasha. So if I say I'm like kenidre rishayim, it means like people who are rishayim when it comes to nedarim, and that's the wrong thing to do. And if I do that, so then I'm intending to actually have the neder bicha, because that's what these people do. So that's what it means that a person says kenidre rishayim. But again, only in scenarios where the nazir is walking in front of him, the behemoth's in front of him. There's a piece of bread. There's a loaf of bread in front of him, etc. There has to be something else in the equation here that when he says this kind of code language, it's clear that it's, or clear in some way at least, that it's referring to that which is right in front of him. And you put the two together, that gives me the net. Okay. But what if he says the different language? What if he says, Kenidre Kisherim? Right? So what if he says, no, Hare Elai, Kenidre Kisherim? So what about then? So it says the Mishnah lo amar klum. That's zero. Nothing happens. No neder schal. Look at the Ran. Kenedre kisherim afagav da amar hareni alai heimenu vaya nazir o behema o kikur lafanov. So even though he says hareni alai, right? Hareni alai kenedre kisherim, and there's a nazir in front of him, or there's an animal there, or there's a loaf of bread. I presume it applies to other food also besides bread, I would imagine, but there's food in front of him. Lo amar klum. It didn't do anything. Why? Sharei ein haksherim nodrim. She'ein rashayin lasoskein. Because that's the wrong thing to do. So if you say, I want to be like a kosher, and you do things that Rishayim do, you say, I want to do like the Ksherim, what would a Kasher do in such a scenario? They wouldn't take a Neder. So it doesn't mean I'm taking a Neder. It's, you know, fine. Okay, we're going to talk about Nidvosam in a second. The same thing, if you say, Kenidvas Rishayim alai, lo amar klum, lefisha ein Rishayim nodvim. Okay? We're going to have to see the difference between neder and nidava. Right? But the Ram points out, if I say, Kenidvas Rishayim, so now, well, let's back up. What's the difference between neder and nidava? Presumably, a neder is to do something, right? Or not do something. A nidava is to donate something, right? So that, presumably, is, we'll have to see as we move along, is more of a kosher thing to do, right? To make a commitment to bring a korban or make a commitment to do something. So that is something that is actually a thing that ksherim do. And the opposite, it's not the thing that rishayim do. So if you say, kenidvas rishayim alai lo amar klum lo fisha ein rishayim nodvim, because that's not what rishayim do. Shim heim nodvim ein am rishayim, because if they're donating, then they're not a rasha. Lo sadavar. Talks about that. So we're gonna continue right now. Actually, in the next round in a second. But just go back to the Mishnah to finish the Mishnah. Kidnid vosam. If you say right, harini alai kidnid vosam, neder benazir uba korban. So then it sounds like right. This may work when it comes to a neder nazir and a korban. So what's happening here? So look at the Ran. Kenidvosam neder benazir ubekorban sharei aksherim misnadvin him bekorban ubenazirus. So ksherim do make a nidava when it comes to a neder, when it comes to a korban and nazirus. Hilkach ki amar hareini vaya nazir over lefanav. So if he says, I hareini, I'm going to become this thing, and a nazir goes in front of him, harehu nazir, he becomes a nazir. V'chi amar alai. And if he says alai, and there's a behem in front of him, havalei kaomer harehu korban nedava. This is going to be a korban nedava. It's just an extra gift that I'm going to give. Ava b'shvua lo mechayev. In the shvua case, is not going to work. Why? Afilu hayakika munach lefanav. V'amar haymenu shelo ochel. Lefi she'ina k'shem yishbayim la'olam. Meaning a shvua, a kasher never makes. So that's not something that would ever work. So when it comes to the shvua, that's not going to work. Okay, va'avgav darminan la'el delezeruze nefshayu nishbayim the divine mitzvah. Right, remember we said before that sometimes a person will take a shvua, right, lezeruze nefshay. Like I'll take a neder. We weren't as specific in the language of neder and shvua, but like I'll say something. I'll make one of these declarations to even if it's something I'm already mushba v'omer v'harsinai. Right, but nevertheless I'm going to take a neder or shvua to do a mitzvah. That's not called a nedava. We said that's not really a shua. That was the whole point. You're already mushva v'omeid, so it's just a lizruz ba'alma. So it's not a real shua. So that's not good. That's not good proof. Fine, fine. So, but the Ran still needs to explain more. Like, what's this distinction between the neder and nedava? Right. We still now basically said that kenidra rishayim, by a neder and a nazir. It's not gonna that'll work because that's what Rishayim do. But if you say that by Ksherim, it's not gonna work. But now the lashon neder and nedava or neder nazir works. Sorry, if I say the lashon of nedava. So what changed? So he writes, "Ikel meidak hare nedava ina ela ba'omer hare zu v'neder b'hare alai." Okay. So what's the difference between hare zu and hare alai? Right. So hare zu l'chora, like I said, an animal is like this animal I'm gonna bring as a korban. As opposed to Harei Alai, I have to bring a korban. So it's more when it's more specific, right? So it's easier to fulfill. I'm going to bring this animal, and we'll see. And there's other details that are different also. So v'ikla medik Harei Nedava ina ela ba'omer Harei Zu v'neder v'Harei Alai. Okay, v'chiluk ze leisei ela v'nedarim de korbanos. And that distinction is by nedarim of korbanos. Avav v'nezirus my neder u my nedava shaychi be Harei enu ela be necha. Meaning what, so that's true when it comes to the korban. I can understand by the korban, harei zu as opposed to harei alai, and we're actually going to talk later as we keep going that there'd be a if I make a nedava and something happens to the animal, I may not have a responsibility in the same way as much as I do when I say Harei Alai. And that was another reason to make it, again, less of a concern for Chazal, that person making a nedava. But what do you do by Nazir? Nazir doesn't have that distinction. So, V'nir ve'inai, the neder perusho davar she'eno balagamrei, benidvas halev. V'nidava perusho masha adam noder yoser benidvas nafsho. Okay? So, like, religious, you know, spiritual, is the Gemara. But there's a neder is something that I say, right? But I don't mean it like with a full heart. But nedava means like I really mean it. I really wanted. I have that desire. And the actions he's doing are really, you know, wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishum hachi, I'm reading the neder hu alai lafi she'enu misnadev lagamrei kaven shalohi frisho achshav. So if a person says, you know, kenidre rishayim or kenidre sherim, so that's nothing. That doesn't mean anything because you didn't. It's just like you said it, but you didn't necessarily fully mean it. You're not putting things in place to make sure it happens. You're not like really fully in, right? But nedava unedava hu ba'amro hare zu lefishim misnadev nidro yoser ratzoi, right? Because you're now like. Because you miss nadev, so then your neder is much more rut. So I vekevan shazeh hu perusham shall neder nedava. So I mean that's true by neder and nedava, right? When I an animal, right? So I'm saying I'm going to give this one, right? As opposed to I'll give an animal, right? No, I'll give this animal. Oh, this animal. That means you separate it now. You put it aside. You're showing you're already ready to go, right? And that's something. Oh, that's like very meaningful. Yeah, I'll do it eventually with some animal. So that is. Less ruts, right, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's less clear that that's what you really mean to do. And that's why when it comes to a korban, nedava is more, is still considered like sherim, we'll do that. As opposed to a neder. Okay, but and since that's true when it comes to a korban, af benazir, af al pisha ena neder shal naziris, ela be'inyin echad, even though it's all the same thing, right? A neder and nedava is the same thing when it comes to nazir. You're not going to do anything different, right? Misha kavana shalla ritsuya yoser karo nazirus neruso nedava. A person who is nazirus is really sincere, so that nazirus is called a nedava. And misha eni ritsuya kolkach karo neder. Wow. And the one that's not as ratsoy, so that's called a neder. Varisharin kishin nodrim benazir ein kavanasim ritsuya lagamri. When a rasha takes a neder for a nazir, the kavan is not as desired. Avakshiri mitoch shekavanasim shlema. Because a kasher really wants to do it, and they have they do it, you know, for the right reasons, etc. Ve'ben nizirusam shum nidnud avera, and it's not their nizirus has no avera connected to it. Kari nizirusam nedava panu derbinim de gemara gaben nedava the nizirus mishkachas la kishimon hatzadik. Kumoshin nefarish b'sedus. We can explain more what that means. We move along that we have the different types of nizirus. Fine, but as you know. It's definitely a little bit of a mechudash way of understanding what's going on here. It's like very spiritual. You'll never hear Rashi talk like this, right? Even the Taisus talk like this, right? So that's an interesting distinction. I think it still leaves us a little wanting in terms of understanding the difference between neder and nedava when it comes to nazir. Yeah, right. You need a little more. They're about to see, but that's what he says. It's going to make that difference. I just want to see. This is something different. I'll take a look at it a little bit later. Fine, but this is the pshat, at least according to the Ran. So the Rush, you're on the right side, doesn't explain the difference for Nazirus. But okay, fine. We'll try to take a look later. That's how the Ran explained. Fine. Okay. Let's keep going to the Gemara. It's fine. Says the Gemara. V'dema hachi kalmar. De kenidre rishayim. So first of all, remember, this whole thing is yados. Right? We don't really know what he's saying. Right? So the Mishnah has given our, like, you know, our decoding process for the things this guy says. But how do we know? Right? V'dimah hachika amar, k'nidre v'shayim lo nidrana. Like maybe what he's trying to say is, by the way, like you know, like how Rishayim giving the Dharma, I don't want to do that. Right? Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Right? Like a Russia would take a nether on this animal now, right? And I'm not doing that. Right? Can Nidre Rishayim? Like who wants to be like a Russia? Nobody. Right? So maybe when I say I like can Nidre Rishayim, meaning I'm not doing it. I'm not doing anything. Right? So Amr Shmuel, but Omer, Kinidre Rishayim Hareini Alai. Vehemenu. Right? So Shmuel says, no, the case is, he says, Kinidre Rishayim Hareini Alai. Right? Like this is good, this is for me. Right? So Hareini Beniziris. And Alai Bekorban. Right? And he says, and it becomes Alai by the Korban. Right? Hemeni Beshua. And Hemeni Beshua. So the point is that in all those cases, it's not so vague, right? It has to be cases where he says things that are very clear that he's taking it upon himself. Hareini alai. That's something you say when you're trying not to do something, right? Hareini alai is something you say when you are trying to do something. So you want to say, well, maybe he meant that he's not going to do it. The answer is, there's no way he means he's not going to do it. That he's the language that he's using is a language that is clear that he means it's something that he wants to do. Fine. Okay. Hareini benizirus. Okay. So now let's talk about them. So he said now Hareini b'Niziris, Dilma Hareini b'Tainis Kamar. Meaning, when he says Hareini b'Niziris, maybe he meant, right, I'm just going to like take a Tainis. He doesn't mean that he's taking Niziris. Maybe he doesn't mean that. So Amar Shmuel, no, because Shahaya Nazir over Lefanov. That's what Shmuel says. And right, the Ran knew the Gemara was coming, right? So Shmuel says, no, because I'll tell you what, meaning, why would you think it's Hareini Tainis? Right? Because the point is, what did he say? All he said was, Kenidre Rishayim, Hareini Alai. Okay, so maybe, how do you know that means Naziris? He didn't say the language of Naziris. So maybe he meant, I don't know, when people take up, why is the Gemara even have the half mean that means a tinus? It's just because what are the things that Jewish people take upon themselves? So sometimes they take a fast, right? Again, he's not a Russia. He's a good guy who's doing something he's doing a little bit misguided, right? But when people take a ned there, usually it's because like they feel like, you know, at this point that they've been trying to do this and do that and they feel bad about it. Da, da. So now they're trying to like be mizaris themselves in general, right? Not only the Jews of the Bar Mitzvah, they're trying to mizaris themselves in general to something. So a person will accept a tainus in themselves. I need to do tshuva, I need to do something. And they, you know, maybe impulsively will make a statement like this, right? So it's possible when he says, Kenidri Yashayim Hareini Alai, what he means to say is, I'll do something, you know, significant, right? And maybe that means he's taking a tainus on himself. So Amar Shmuel kishahaya nazir olif over him. No, the reason why we say it becomes a nazir must be there's a nazir in front of him. Because you're right. If he doesn't say nazir, how would I know that? The answer is there must be a nazir standing in front of him. Okay. Heimenu b'shvua. What about the case of heimenu b'shvua? Dilma heimenu da'achil nakamar. Meaning, when he takes a shvua, maybe he means he wants to eat something, right? Not something that he's going to forbid himself from. So Amar Rava, the Amar Heimenu Shelo Ohil. No, you're right. He has to explain, right? That the case is that he's saying that he's not going to eat the thing. Okay. So says Gemara, Yihachi Malam Emra. Okay. So then that's obvious. That's not. Then there's no. These aren't even yados. This is explicit. So answer the Gemara, Mahu Desema Halo Mafik Shvua Mipume. You might think that like a person would never even like let a shvua out of his mouth. He would never allow such a thing, right? Kamash Balan, that no, he did. And therefore, we hold him liable in such a case. Right? That there's a sense that he would never have wanted to. And the answer is no. If he says it, he said it. And if he didn't say it fully, okay. But that's what he meant to say. And as long as the language is clear enough and there are enough of the right objects in front of him to make clear what he's doing, so then this yad, where he says it a little bit shorthanded, we will consider it effective all the way, even though, yes, we were, you know, typically careful to make sure we're not taking Nedarim and Shvuos. This guy made it very pretty clear that he wants to, and there, if he's going to, he'll be held accountable. Fine. Okay. Next example, Kenidre. Yeah, okay. Kenidre Kesherim Lo Amar Klum, Kenidvosam Neder, etc. Okay. So we talked about this before. The difference, the if he says the kenidre kishayim, it's as if he did nothing, but kenidvosam. So then the neder and the nazir, the nazir and the korban can come back. Okay, mantana, the shani le bein neder nedava. So ask the Gemara, what's the distinction, Right? All of a sudden, kenidre kesherim, no way. Okay, but kenidvosam, all of a sudden now, yes. Okay, what's the difference? Who made the distinction between neder and nedava? So lema lo Rabbi Meir velo Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. What are we talking about? The sanik, because you have a brisa that says the following. Tova asher lo tidor, right? The pasuk says in Kohelas, it's better not to take a nether than to take a nether and be mekayim a nether, right? So that's what it says in Kohelas. Okay. Tov mizeh mizeh she'enu no der kol ikar, der Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says what's better, right, is to not take nedarim at all. That would be the best thing to do, says Rabbi Meir. Okay. So if that's true, Rabbi Meir can't hold that nedava is something that ksherim do, right? Because it's better to do nothing. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer, tov mizeh mizeh, no, they're umeshalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the best thing is to actually take the nether and fulfill it, right? That would be the best thing. So also can't be Rabbi Yehuda, so our distinction between nether and nedava can't be so true either, because it sounds like he says that even the nether is okay, right? So he's so it can't be Rabbi Yehuda either. Fine. So answers the Gemara, no, I feel it tame Rabbi Meir, ki ka'amar Rabbi Meir ben nether. But nedava lo ka'amar, right? So no, when Rabbi Meir said, right, that he was unhappy, right? Look at Rashi, look at the Ran on the right side. Kika amar on the Testament base. Kika amar Rabbi Meir ben neder ben nedava lo ka'amar. Dekra lo ayri ela ben nedarim velo ben nedava. Okay, so he says, no. The point is that Rabbi Meir said, you know, he's not happy with this. Just don't do anything. That was still only referencing neder, because the pasuk still says tova asher lo tidor. Right, it doesn't say anything about Tenadev, right? It talks about Nedar. So when Rabbi Meir said what he said it by Nedar, but by Nedav, he didn't say it. Fine. So Gemara says, Vahim, Vaha, Ketani, Kidni, Dvosam, Nedar, Ben Nazir, Bek Uba Korban. I thought the Mishnah says, if he says Kidni, Dvosam, so then Nedar, Ben Nazir, Bek Korban. If Nedar is a thing that he doesn't want at all, so why would the language of Nedar be there at all in the Mishnah? So answers the Gemara, Tani, Nadav, Ben Nazir or Ben Korban. Okay, you're right. I'll change the language. And he, that now it says that if he said Kenidvosam, so that's considered he was Nadav Ben Nazir Ben Korban. He took a Nadav. Okay. So let's just see the final answer. Mayashana Nodil Delo. Okay, so fine. So what's so bad about a Nodil there? Dilma Asi Ba'li De Takala. Right? Because maybe he's going to make a mistake, right? Maybe something's going to happen, right? And all of a sudden, now he's going to, find himself in a situation where he's in trouble. If you look at the run all the way down towards like the middle, like I don't know, 3/5 down, Nedava. Not yet. Just kidding. Let's just go back to the Gemara for a second. Dilma Asi Bali De Takala. So answer the Gemara back. Nedava Namilo. What do you mean? Dilma Asi Bali De Takala. Meaning Nedava also. The same thing could happen. Look at the Ran. The Afagav the Amar Harezu the Mapasha Me'acher Lahavi Yosei Mishal Shagalim. Meaning, what's going to happen? He might end up making a mistake. And the point is that a neder, right? You haven't decided what you're going to bring, right? So if you make a mistake and you don't bring it for Shalosh Shagalim, then you're out. You're going to be stuck. So that could also happen, right? So answer the Gemara. The Kehilah Azalkein. So what would Hillel HaZaken do? He never had a problem of Me'ila that anyone used his items, for what he'd do. He wouldn't actually designate the animal until when he was already standing in the Azara, right? To make sure that there was there's no way something's going to happen. Right? He was very careful to bring it. I mean, there are ways to make a Nedava that would be safe. The Hainu, because you're using just this animal, you bring it in, you're literally waiting there for the Kohen, you're about to start, make the Nedava, and then at that moment, you bring the Korban. So that's a way to make sure that by Nedava, you're not going to have mistakes happen, but we'll obviously talk more about this next time. Speaking of next time, we should...